Welcome. You are listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. Thank you for taking a money moment out of your day to listen and learn as we share tips to help navigate everyday financial life. Your host today is Dr. Jennifer Hunter, an Associate Extension Professor for Family Finance and Resource Management at the University of Kentucky.
Hello, and welcome to podcast episode number 5, where we are talking yard sales, how to be a savvy seller and a bargain hunter. Yard sale season has officially arrived. Late spring and early summer are popular times of year for yard sales. Yard sales can often be a win-win for both the buyer and the seller. As people transition from winter to summer by cleaning out closets and spring cleaning, they often notice the amount of stuff which has accumulated in their house over the last several months or over the last several years. It is also a time when people begin to anticipate the items they might need to purchase for the summer, such as children's clothing or sporting equipment. Another bonus to yard sale shopping is that you can find the items you need at bargain prices. Today we are going to discuss tips if you're planning to host a yard sale or if you're just out looking for bargains and being a savvy yard sale shopper. Let's start by talking tips if you're planning to host a yard sale. First, you want to plan well in advance. Preparing for a yard sale takes a lot of time. Start by organizing the items that you want to include in one spot in your house. Sort the items into similar groups. So you want to create piles of things such as household goods, children's clothing, women's clothing, shoes, toys, baby items, and so forth. You also want to consider your location. Will buyers be able to easily access your sale? The easier your location is to get to, the more likely that you will have more buyers. If your location is not ideal, talk with a friend or family member about hosting a joint or multifamily yard sale at their location. A good friend and I did this last spring, that I had accumulated plenty of things that I thought would be great for a yard sale. However, we live on a very busy street, and even though there is a lot of traffic that goes by our house, it probably was not the safest location for people to be stopping and looking at a yard sale. However, one of my girlfriends lives on a very nice corner lot that again receives a lot of traffic but also has a side street for people to be able to park and shop. So it was perfect to host the sale at her house. We also had two different types of items for sale. I had lots of baby and children items for sale, while she had just experienced cleaning out a house, so she had lots of estate items for sale. Therefore, we could advertise a wide range of items and attract many types of buyers. Price all your items before the sale. A few weeks before your sale, attend other yard sales in your area to get an idea about how to price your items. Pricing the items appropriately is key. In determining a price, consider what you would be willing to pay for a similar item. Consider the condition. Is it new, like new, good used, or used? When pricing the item, be realistic with yourself. Understand that even though you may have a sentimental attachment to an item, that does not make it worth more to your customers. You can use masking tape or small stickers for pricing. Remember, buyers will like to negotiate prices, so be flexible. You also want to make certain that all your items are either individually priced or all like items are priced in a similar way. So for example, you could have a box of books and say all books are 25 cents, and therefore there would be no need to individually price those items. When scheduling your yard sale, you want to carefully consider the time of day, week, and month. Yard sale shoppers tend to be early birds, so definitely start your sale by 8 a.m., but realize people may be knocking on your door as early as 6 or 7 in the morning. Be completely ready the night before. Fridays and Saturdays are the most popular days of the week to host a yard sale. People tend to have more disposable income at the beginning of the month compared to the end of the month, so consider having your sale on the first weekend of a month. Be certain to advertise. Spread the word through friends who may be interested in the types of items that you have. Identify your target customers. So for example, if you have lots of baby clothes or gear, take a flyer to a local mom's club or playgroup. Check with your local newspaper about classified ad rates, and deadlines. If the price is not too high, a classified ad is a great way to promote your sale. Use social media, such as Facebook, Twitter, and Craigslist. Also, ask friends and family to share the information. Place signs in key locations at major intersections and street corners that will help people find your home. On the day of the sale, make certain you have another family member or friend there with you to help run the sale. Have a dedicated cash box and never leave it unattended. Start the day off with plenty of change and consider pricing your items in 25-cent increments so that it is easy to make change. Some city ordinances require a yard sale permit to have a sale or have restrictions about where and how early you can start advertising your sale. This information is normally easily accessible online and definitely something that you should look into while planning your sale. Hosting a yard sale is a great way to eliminate unused items from your household. So now let's shift gears and talk about how to be a bargain hunter. If you are looking to find yard sale bargains, consider the following tips. Start early. The statement, "the early bird gets the worm," is definitely true at yard sales. Professional yard sale shoppers, yes, there are such people, will be out early looking for great deals. Remember, a yard sale will often open up before the advertised start time. Starting early will give you the greatest pick of merchandise. This is especially true if you are shopping for specific items. However, remember, sellers are less likely to negotiate prices early in the day. If you see an item that you like but cannot reach an agreement on price, stop back by later in the day when the seller might be more motivated. Plan your day ahead. Check local newspapers and websites for upcoming yard sales. Map out all the sales you plan to visit the night before. Develop a logical order so that you're not driving back and forth across town. This saves both time and gasoline. Do not be tempted to buy items that you do not need. Start the day with a list of items you are looking for to help you stay on track. Be certain to negotiate. Don't be afraid to ask sellers to lower their prices. Negotiating price is part of the fun of yard sale shopping. If there are several items that you are interested in, ask the seller for a bulk price. Typically, yard sales have a no return policy, so be certain of what you are buying. Check sizes, washing instructions, and the condition of the items. Check clothes carefully for stains, holes, working zippers, missing buttons, and so forth. Carry cash, preferably in small bills. Some sellers may accept check, but there are no guarantees. Carry with you the amount of money that you are willing to spend for the day. Carrying more cash than you are willing to spend will tempt you to overspend. Large bills, especially early in the day, may be difficult for the seller to break if you are only buying a few dollars worth of items. Ask a friend or family member to yard sale shop with you. Not only is it more fun shopping with a partner, but they are also an extra set of eyes to search for items on your list and double-check conditions. Yard sale shopping is a great way to find items that you need at bargain prices and can be a lot of fun. Thank you for listening today, and be certain to join us for our next podcast episode as we continue talking about savvy sellers and bargain hunters, this time focusing on consignment shops.
Striving to help military families balance both life and their checkbook. Thank you for listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or show topic idea, leave a like and comment on Facebook at MFLN Personal Finance. You can learn more about the eXtension Military Families Learning Network at militaryfamilies.extension.org.